So as we've been talking about in this episode, grappling with Afro-Latinidad is both complicated and also super common for Afro-Latinos. And for Carolina Camacho, this question of what are you hits really close to home. She's a Dominican singer and songwriter fusing Dominican folkloric rhythms with electronic and vocal jazz. Now, while the Dominican Republic has its own battles with Afro-Latinidad, she also struggled with the same questions of not knowing where she fit, and she often felt her music wasn't well received in the DR. Despite all of these challenges, Carolina found success and moved to Mexico City, a place where she feels inspired and welcomed. Her new album, Afro Taína, discusses this push and pull with her identity and how she came to accept and love the Afro Latina within.
Con el calor de la noche me fui a encontrar y con la fuerza caribeña me fui a bailar.
My name is Carolina Camacho, a Dominican singer and composer that meets Latin Afro sounds with other elements. When I create, I like to experiment a lot, and that is what I'm doing or trying to do with the Dominican folkloric and popular music. Dominican folkloric music comes from our African heritage, and this sometimes causes a little bit of friction. Because of all of our heritage, this is the one that Dominicans have more trouble to accept. All my life, I have been questioned of what I am. When I was younger, I didn't know how to answer to that because I was so confused, and the society in which I grew rejected my parts that made me look different or black. It was so important that I cover up that part with the white one that I was very lost. Back then, I used to look in the mirror and didn't recognize me. I was so tired trying to fit in on what society thought was beautiful that I have to torture myself with chemicals to change the strand of my hair because the nature of it wasn't considered beautiful or was considered bad. I don't know what exactly happened inside me, but one day I said, enough.
Bienvenidos a mi mundo, mi mundo.
Accept me like as I am. Accept my African features, my Spanish features, and my little percent of Taína. And accept me as a mestiza.
Soy lo que soy.
It haven't been easy at all. It have been like a lot of work. I'm living in Mexico now. They are not afraid to listen to new things and give opportunity, and like, even if they don't understand, they are so open that they make you feel so very welcome.
Si abres los ojos, si abres la mente, no entiendo.
Afro Taína was made with a lot of love and with a lot of pride. For me to come with a different perspective from the voice, like the principal instrument, and not following the rules of how this and that have to sound, made it more difficult. A lot of people didn't understand what I was doing. We don't know a lot about these rhythms. You don't grow with that. You have to go and search in places that you don't know that exists. And it's another culture. Palo de Colores was the biggest surprise of this album. The song begins with some layers that I usually play with the loop station. And the rhythm of palos and la guira and percussion. And then enters a wonderful bass. The lyrics begins to tell Of all my colors, you prefer the white part of me. And inside me is moving an African continent. Descendant of the black, descendant of the white. I have a variety of colors, a variety of flavors, and I don't have to deny any of them. The lyrics continue in this tone till the chorus, in which I try to make clear that we are all equal, no matter what color or skin is. It goes to a bridge that is like an indigenous chant, and finish with a phrase that I like a lot, that says, white sugar and brown sugar, sugar cube of my Caribbean island. When I sing this song live, the people is reacting. When I say phrases like, if you think my hair is not so beautiful, but you like the curves of the morena, the people are like, whoa! Afroteína is a liberation and a celebration. The final message that I would like to stay is honesty in love, in self-respect, unity, and acceptance.
Our thanks to producer G. Montalvo for that story. Carolina Camacho will play the Afro-Latino Festival in New York City in July as part of the tribute to the women of the diaspora.